A Problem Shared with Tony and Val on Kerry Today.
Yes, a problem shared with Tony and Val McGinley. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning, Jerry, and good morning, listeners.
Good morning, Jerry.
Thanks for joining me again this week. We have a listener in here who says, I'm very shy about asking for my consumer rights. So if I buy an article which doesn't work for me, I simply won't return it. My family gives out to me, but I just can't face returning the item. I'm trying to think, is there some way around this problem for me?
Tony?
What do you think?
Yeah, well, one thing I'd say is, how clear are you in your head about consumer rights? And a couple of things that you could do is before you buy something in a shop, say, what are the return rules in this shop? You know, clarify it before you even buy something. That would help. Then ask yourself, you know, are you shy about other things? If you were, for instance, wrong changed, you gave them 20 and they gave you a change of a fiver or something. And or if things are way overpriced, would you mention them or would you, you know? So I think by examining how you react, it would be a good one. You know, do you get indignant about stuff and do you react to it? If somebody insulted you, would you say it to them eventually or immediately or whatever? And you know, by adopting some of those tactics over time, you could soften out your attitude.
My take on it is slightly different. First of all, if you don't want to return the item, I figure you have the right not to return the item. But then that means not telling my family that I bought something that doesn't work out. Just
okay.
Keep mum about it, and then you won't get the criticism. The other thing I think you could do is, if your family is very exercised over it, phone one of your family and say, look, you know I don't like returning items. I'm looking at something in whatever shop. Would you be willing to buy it from me and return it if it doesn't work out? So, like, put the responsibility back on them rather than on yourself.
Yeah.
I think you have every right not to return an article. But if you don't want to return it, then I wouldn't be telling people that I bought, like, a jacket and that it doesn't work out, that and it doesn't work out, you know?
Yeah. And that, the issue, I suppose, is whether it's to do with, I suppose, fear of confrontation or not, that might be the issue here, that could be the problem.
Well,
I
know someone who bought two shorts, and the shorts were €120 each.
€120.
And he never brought them back. I return about three quarters of what I buy, but that's me, like, you know. But I think we need to give ourselves permission to be the way we are, Jerry. But then, keep my mouth shut about it. Don't be putting myself in the firing line for criticism.
Tony, is it confrontation is the issue here?
Well, fear of confrontation, I suppose. But, you know, eventually, if your indignation rises up to meet the confrontation, you can get over it that way. Val is right, you know. If it doesn't bother you and you have a whole bunch of stuff in your wardrobe that you don't use, you can give it to the charity shop. But if money is a bit tight and you want to be a bit more careful with it, or you feel you're entitled to consumer rights, then, as I say, you could clear your head about it, ask in the shop before your purchase. There are ways around.
Yeah, well, I used to know something about consumer rights. I would say now to the listeners that I'm not up to date on it. But just because I want to return something because I don't like the colour, the shop doesn't necessarily have to give me, as I understand it, a refund. It's if it doesn't fulfil the purpose for which it was purchased. Is the criterion under which, like, if I buy a kettle and it doesn't work, then the shop is to give me a replacement or a refund.
Yeah, 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 and that's the thing. You need to know the definition of that. Majority of times, then, if you're turning back, you're relying on the goodwill of the shop, and most of them do because they're interested in repeat custom.
They do, yeah.
A few listeners getting in touch in our opening query. I wouldn't agree with Val on that now. In the middle of a cost of living crisis, the advice should be to speak up. It's her money she's spending, says a North Kerry listener. What do we think, Val?
Yeah, I think if the person is incapable of speaking up at whatever age they are, I think they have every right not to speak up.
You're not saying it makes good sense. You're not saying this is the best thing economically for a person to do, but this is just maybe the way they're built.
But I mean, I think one thing, I'll be 74 soon, and one thing I've learned is to give myself permission to be the way I am. And I would encourage listeners to do the same thing. The other thing that this listener could do is try on garments in the shop if it's garments that they're buying. I don't know if it is or isn't, but like try them on, and if they don't fit, if in doubt, don't buy it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Okay.
Look at all the possible ways around the scenario, to be quite honest with you, and kind of maybe ask for help.
That might be the way around it.
Say, look, I know I have this problem. Have you any suggestions of what I can do? Because I am not going to return them unless they want to change and return them.
Okay. Another listener's €120. For a pair of shorts, not everyone's budget. It certainly isn't, that's for sure. But that can be the reality of it. Okay, we have another query I want to get to here. A listener says, around 20 years ago, my husband admitted to me that he was romantically attracted to an associate. It stayed with me. Now, all these years later, whenever her name comes up, he'll sometimes say he was very foolish. I let it go, but I'm still very angry over it all. I'd like not to feel this way. Can you give me any guidance, please?
Tony?
Well, I'd say what you're dealing with here and only dealing with are hurt feelings and not a husband who actually took off and left you.
Yes.
And that's a good thing.
He didn't take off and leave her.
That's what Tony's saying. He's dealing with someone just with hurt feelings, not the reality of someone walking out. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, so that's the first thing I would point out, that it could be a heck of a lot worse. And the second thing is, he admits his mistake. He sometimes says he was very foolish. And that's in as much as a lot of people can give by way of admitting they were wrong. So that's another good point. So then I would deal with your own feelings. You evidently have pent up probably anger and other feelings. And maybe it's time you started dealing with those. And I've always felt when I have difficult feelings about something, write them down on a private book, keep it very private, and write your feelings down. And over time, I mean over weeks or even months, rewrite what's going on inside in your head. You'll find two things will happen. One is over time it will change. It may not change a lot, but it will change. And the other thing is, it will help you to clarify how exactly you feel and what you might like to do about it. Because if you give in to the feelings and you came like a military tank, guns blazing at your husband, it could have very, very negative effects. So by writing it down, you'll clarify those feelings, and then you'll be able to approach him in a more calm way and talk it out. So that would be my take on the matter.
Yeah, I mean, if the wife is going to talk it out with the husband, he might say, "Jeannie Max, that was like 15 years ago or whatever it was, 20 years ago. What on earth are you talking about?" I do agree with Tony that this person needs to deal with the feelings, and I would recommend the writing it out over and over and over again as is necessary, day after day. I feel furious about what happened. What comes to me immediately is what we were talking about a few weeks ago, even though this is done and dusted in a way, is be very careful what you tell your partner. be very, very careful, because, like, this is a prime example of the husband might feel he's exonerated, he's guilt, but the wife is the one who's...
She's left with the legacy. She's left with the hurt of it.
Yeah, there's always the danger of opening a big can of worms and destroying what you have. And, you know, I'm not saying don't ever talk about it, but before you do attempt to talk it out to some extent, as I said, if you clarify your own head over weeks or perhaps months of writing about it and clarifying your thoughts, you might be able to approach it then less with less of a sort of anger and less aggression of whatever you might be feeling, you know.
I'd also write, what is it I want out of this confrontation?
Yeah.
Because sometimes what I want is the person, I'm not saying it's right, listeners, what I want is the person to grovel continually for year after year after year, you know?
Yeah.
And I think the other thing is like, as I said just a while ago, I'll be 74 next year. It's my understanding that we do things that we regret.
Yeah.
And I think we need to lighten up on each other. None of us is perfect until the day pass away. So
that's,
I think,
for sure.
Like, you know, there's the attribute of forgiveness, and listeners might need to ask themselves, what is forgiveness? And to me, forgiveness is getting over something that I don't necessarily want to get over, but getting rid of it in some way, you know?
Yeah. Okay, another listener gets in touch and says, everyone has a fantasy crush, no harm in that.
Yeah, provided it doesn't go any further.
Yes, that it is just that. Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
Well, you see, if I fancy somebody on the road, I don't think I should tell them, and I don't think I should certainly tell my husband. Well,
yes. That's
what I would do, listeners.
Yeah.
I would
okay.
work to get over it. I would work to get over whatever way it helps for me to get over the crush.
Yes. Okay. A listener gets in touch, says, please ask Tony and Val what's their interpretation of friendship. Well, we might have to hold that one over actually to next week. That's a more detailed one, because it won't be a one-line answer. Jury?
We're evidently not talking about friendship in this particular instance.
No, that's for sure. Tell that lady to always check the floor policy and returns policy in any shop, so they'll know what the situation is, better arm themselves. That's a good suggestion, in fairness, to go in before they do the purchasing.
You see, that's not the issue here, with all due respect to listener and Jerry. I was buying something recently, and when I brought it down to the cash desk, I said, what's the return policy? And they said, you can't return anything.
No.
You can try it on, but you can't try to return it. Now, it was a swimming costume, so there was no way on earth I was going to take all my clothes off and try on the swimming costume.
Yeah.
So I just put it on the counter and said, thanks very much, I won't buy it.
Yeah. Okay, guys, we're going to leave it there. My thanks to both of you for another Greater Problem Shared. Tony and Val McGinley back with us next week at the same time. Get your queries and questions into them now, and we'll pass them on to them in the meantime.